News Radio 700 WLW.
Jerry Joyner, J-Man, welcome back to the program as always. He is an advocate for the pot industry and also the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. So, J-Man, what we wanted to talk to you about is the fact that a lot of companies, where Rock and I were talking about this a little while ago, where not all that long ago, hey, man, if you failed a drug test, and that, of course, included pot, that you were a no-go. And now maybe companies are starting to go, okay, whatever. Your thoughts on that?
Eddie, Rocky, I got to tell you, for 44 years, man, I went incognito about my cannabis use because of that reason. You know, I'm an older fella, and I grew up in an era where it was not just frowned upon, it was grounds for dismissal. And it's amazing that Microsoft, Amazon, Netflix, IBM, Oracle, they no longer use THC as a pre-employment rejection on their on a drug test. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Kroger's, we're talking about the biggest employers in America, now are saying, hey, we're not concerned if somebody shows up with THC in their system as for not being employable.
So are these businesses still testing for other drugs? They're just kind of taking the THC requirement off? Is that how it's working?
You know, that's my understanding, guys. The most common test is a five-panel UDT, urine drug test. And it tests for amphetamines, cocaine, PCP, opiates, and THC. You know, what's interesting is all those other drugs on there except for THC, they're out of your system within a few days, 48 hours, 72 hours for the majority of those drugs. They're probably not going to show up in somebody's test, although THC, 10 to 28 days.
Gotcha.
So, wow.
Now, I mean, those are for the bigger companies, but, I mean, anecdotally, I feel like folks that have businesses and around the places that, you know, smaller businesses, little restaurants, little breakfast shop, and, of course, especially, you know, government jobs, like, you know, anything in the government, police, whatever, that they're still – business owners tell me they have a hard time finding people that can pass the drug test. So I guess it's still requirements. If that's – look, it's your business, and you're saying, hey, I want to have a good drug test here, they're testing people, and they can't find people that can pass it.
Well, that's a good point there, guys. You know, 88% of America, according to a recent Pew Research survey, believes that cannabis should be legal for people of legal age.
Well, and more, I just saw here in Ohio where they've okayed irritable bowel syndrome as, and this is true, Rock, you're looking at me funny, but it's true. IBS is now
a joke.
Right. IBS is now something you can get a marijuana prescription for. So, you know, it's going to be more and more that way, J-Man, is that, okay, I have a legal prescription. My doctor prescribed this for me because I have anxiety or I'm quitting smoking or I have IBS or whatever the case
might be. I stubbed my toe on the
right,
bed rail.
I have a bruise. But you just can't go, that can't be a qualifier anymore, really, right?
Well, you know, the CIA just a little over a year ago said that you can't have used any THC in the last 90 days, okay? They used to say in the last year. FBI, the same way. FBI was, you could have never used marijuana. Then they went to, you could have never used marijuana in the last 5 years. And then in 2021, they said, well, you couldn't have used marijuana in the last year. Many, many people still use random drug testing to hold accountability for people, especially in regulated jobs. You know, guys, I got to tell you, Eddie, Rocky, the thing that we should be testing for is common sense.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Agreed. I would love to see that test.
But Jerry, I mean, what? Well, one of the things that's going to be hard to get around, though, is if your job requires a CDL, right? Because I don't know what, there's no study on this, but I can't imagine anybody is for someone whose job it is to drive, whether that's, you know, heavy freight, all that sort of thing, that they should be allowed to smoke marijuana. Am I wrong?
Well, in a regulated job, I agree, guys, that they shouldn't be any type of altered state of mind. A guy asked me the other day, he says, all right, Jay, man, you got to get brain surgery. Do you want that neurosurgeon to take a couple hits off a bong before he gets the scalpel? I said, guys, I don't know. Maybe I don't want him popping a bunch of Adderall before he gets that scalpel. So, you know, we...
I don't want him drinking two beers either.
Right, right? Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Could you calm down a little bit and have a couple of pops?
Yeah. You know, we don't judge people for employment based on their alcohol use unless it's at the job. And I think society is changing the same way with cannabis. You know, you could smoke a joint today, and in 3 or 4 days, you could still be very positive, but have no effect on you or your job's at, okay? But the common sense is that in moderation, you know, whether it's any of these things, I think that many people are using these things now for wellness. And you brought up the truck drivers. It's a big issue with truck drivers. Those guys would like to use CBD, has no psychotropic effect at all, and it's not supposed to show up as THC in a drug panel test. But unfortunately, sometimes labeling's wrong, sometimes packaging is wrong, and we see research that's showing us this is the reason so many more truck drivers are showing up with THC in their systems. It's not because they're driving down the road with a bong. Okay, some of them might be, but it's because they're using and ingesting other forms of plant-based wellness, CBD, which is not supposed to show up. I got a good friend. He goes, dude, man, I don't even want to touch any of those things because I'm afraid it might be mislabeled. I get the wrong thing, and now I lose my livelihood as a truck driver.
That's a huge concern. Jared, let me ask you this. So every study I've seen out there shows that marijuana is not good for the developing brain, right? If you're 25 years or younger, it is not good for the developing brain. Do you, as a pro-weed advocate, do you worry that the cultural acceptance of weed, as we're talking about today, that now jobs don't care anymore, and the world doesn't seem to care as much, I should say America doesn't care as much, do you worry that that's going to send the wrong message to young people in their use, their choosing the use of marijuana?
Guys, as somebody that's been for a half a century using cannabis, I got to say it does concern me. It does bother me. Everybody develops a little bit different, but it's been proven younger people need more time to develop physically, emotionally, and mentally, okay? And so if they start, you know, and again, as a 63-year-old guy, the cannabis I started out with, it's totally different than the cannabis that they've got
today.
Oh,
yeah.
So I think it's really important that the method of the modality of ingestion of however you're taking this stuff needs to be important. You need to pay attention to what you're doing, regardless of what your age. You know, there's a lot of elderly people. They hear their friends getting benefits from this, and they overindulge. And I had a friend that said, man, I felt like I was a chicken flapping my arms around and stuff off of eating a couple of gummies. I can eat a whole bag full and it doesn't affect me. But, you know, I drink a couple glasses of whiskey and I go on my third one. My wife gives me the stink eye.
All right. Say, hey, you're ready to fight. Ready to fight a room full of people, man. A couple of shots of whiskey. But let me ask you about that. And we're talking to the J-Man, Jerry Joyner. And J-Man, how did that evolution of weed happen? Let me ask you that. Because, as you said, you and I are more or less the same age, and the pot that we were smoking back in the day was nothing compared to what they have now.
Yeah, you know, I gravitated towards the cannabis because I started off, my first beer I ever had was a Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. Me and two buddies at about 16 years of age tried drinking that as fast as we could with a straw. So it deterred me from being a big drinker. You know, only as I got
that would
older.
Do it.
I'm of an age, I remember that bull crashing through the wall, and that bull was me, you know. I was like, man. So where the cannabis didn't affect me quite as much as it did, you know, other people. It's everybody's endocannabinoid system is different, okay? And I probably overregulated mine. I got to admit, I probably used way more cannabis than somebody probably should have, okay? But I'm fortunate that I never got hooked on, and I grew up in a generation, we tried just about any kind of drug that there was. Okay, and none of them stuck with me except for the weed. So I have to say thank you, kind of like Willie Nelson does. He said he felt marijuana kept him from wanting to use other harder drugs. So, you know, we're all different. But I'm back to that. Let's test people for common sense.
All right. With that, J-Man, we will let you go. Buddy, people want to find out more about you. Where can they go?
Visit weedandwhiskey.tv or go to it on Roku. We got a real nice present on Roku. Eddie, Rocky, y'all have a great afternoon.
Good deal, Jerry. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.